time now for our weekly Industry Insider segment. And tonight's guest, her company's just been in the final of the Chivas Venture Global Final. So we'll be finding out all about that. It's Catherine Budd, co-founder and CEO of Now Money. Catherine, welcome to the studio.
Thanks very much for having me.
Good to have you here. So first of all, you've just got back only a couple of weeks ago, is that right? Or just this week from...
Yep, correct. I literally just come back from the US.
How was it?
The final was about a week ago. It was absolutely mind-blowing. So we were part of 30 finalists from all around the world. So we were representing the Gulf. And there are 29 other finalists from all the different regions that Chivas have an office. So this, as you can imagine, the calibre of the other entrants was really, really strong and great community as well.
For people that don't know, what is the venture? It's a competition for entrepreneurs, but not any old entrepreneurs, right?
You're right. So it's really just entrepreneurs who work in the social impact space. So commercial startups, just like any other startup, but with a real social focus. So really wide range of industries that people were representing, from recycling to production to wheelchairs, healthcare, and obviously we work in finance, financial inclusion.
So tell us about your business. What does your business do?
Now Money is a mobile account that low-income people who can't access the traditional banking system because they don't earn enough can use to be paid into, manage their finances from, really just like you or I might from our bank account. And they can also use it to make really low-cost remittances to their families overseas. The majority of low-income workers in the Middle East are migrant workers, and the primary reason that they move to the Middle East is to make those remittances back to their families. So for the first time, it just gives them a really convenient, easy way to make those transfers home.
So this is you guys are the first ones to come up with this idea, but I'm interested to know where the inspiration came from. How'd you come up with this?
So my co-founder and I are both from a banking background. So we've worked in banks, with banks, designing various different financial products. And we both noticed that the acquisition level to join a bank here is really high. So at some of the smaller banks, you need to earn about 3,000 to 5,000 dirhams a month. And some of the more premium ones, it can be 20,000 dirhams a month, which is obviously quite unachievable for a large amount of the population. So 70% fall below the requirements for having a traditional bank account here. So that's how we noticed it, and we decided there was got to be a better way.
And how's the journey been since you first started? I mean, first of all, when did you start?
So we first came up with the idea about 2 years ago. So from idea to execution point, it probably took us at least a year. It's very slow to get the bits and pieces that you need to get essentially very similar to a bank up and running. There's an awful lot of players and stakeholders that you need to have involved, from a bank to many other people in the production cycle, as well as persuade those people that low-income people do need a banking facility, which we got a lot of pushback around that as well when we first started.
What kind of pushback did you get? Why would there be pushback against such a thing? In particular, this seems like quite a great idea because, like you said, there's a huge percentage of the population that lives here who needs this kind of service.
Sure. So I think just like when you do anything new, there are a lot of quite stagnant players around who the system isn't broken for them. So why would they want any change? Why would they want anything to be any different? It works for them. So we were frequently told low-income people don't understand banking. They don't need banking. In fact, queuing is the highlight of their week to make transfers home. So you only have to talk to a few of those people to realize that's quite not the case. It's actually heartbreaking if you try and watch somebody low income try and open a traditional bank account.
Well, especially as a lot of them are working long hours and sometimes 6 days a week, so very difficult.
Absolutely, 6 days a week or frequently
so
7 days a week.
I doubt that queuing is the highlight of that week.
Exactly. It's a tiny window of time off. Why would you want to spend it in a queue, right?
I'd rather
do anything, have a coffee.
Yeah. Were those kind of attitudes something that surprised you, or were you sort of expecting them? Did you know that was going to be your biggest challenge?
Hard to say, really. I don't think it's the biggest challenge, because even though it's frustrating, we knew that the market and the people who are going to use the app and the product long term didn't think that. So that even though that is the perception of a few, it isn't the perception of our market and our customers. So you kind of have to look past it and just carry on ploughing away to get what you need done, really, which is what we did. And I'm very glad that we carried on doing that.
What was your biggest challenge then, if that wasn't?
I think just working with big players in this region. So it took us quite a long time to get our partner bank in place. And it's not the fault of banks, I would say, that they are slow moving. They're just enormous organizations. They have a lot of red tape to get through. they have a lot of people working there. So if you need a dozen people at every meeting, it can take a long time to get those people's diaries together, which is a simple thing, but that can be crippling for a lot of startups to work with. So I would say time and working with big players in the region and getting them all to work together was the biggest challenge.
You're looking at the moment, you're working with corporates and working with their employees. You haven't quite gone that one step further yet in working with individual customers. Why have you taken that route, and are you going to move to individual customers later on?
Sure. So good question. And part of the reason that we decided to work with corporates is, firstly, it gives us tremendous speed to market, so we can get thousands of accounts open at once. We can reach a lot of people with a sort of low-cost marketing message. Just like any other startup, we don't have tons of money to splash around on marketing. The second is it means that those people can be paid through a very legitimate source into their accounts, so we know that the source of funds into the Now Money accounts is their salary, and that's very, very clean. So working with individuals obviously requires a bit more logistics. If that person needs to be seen in person the first time before their account can be opened, etc. So we're starting to work with the government on new initiatives so that longer term, hopefully, we will be able to offer individual accounts as well.
What do the next 2 years hold, do you think, for you? You're 2 years into your journey. You've talked about some of the challenges. What's going to happen next for you?
So the rest of the Gulf is our immediate priority, and we've already made some really great headway into Bahrain and Saudi Arabia. Bahrain has got a very, very welcoming central bank, and we've been working with them about how to launch the business there, and we're already licensed. Some of our new investors have very strong links into Saudi Arabia, which is obviously the biggest market for the unbanked in the Gulf. So those are two very key markets for us in the immediate term, and then the rest of the Gulf obviously comes after that. We'll also be looking to diversify the products that we offer. So right now we're very focused on a safe account that you can use to be paid into, and remittance, which is the number one requirement for low income users, as well as topping up your mobile phone and a few add-ons like that. We are looking to introduce international bill pay to give our users a bit more control over where money is being spent at home, so they can pay their utility bills directly, and lending we should have coming later as well.
Let's talk about the Shivas, the venture, okay? This is quite a process. We covered this before on Drive Live. This was part of the show. But just for people who aren't familiar with the whole process of the competition, where did you start? How did it happen? How did you become part of it? Where did you start?
So we were recommended to get involved with a competition by a lady called Sonia Waymuller, who runs VentureSouk, which is one of the bigger angel platforms here. And we applied, I think, in about December last year. So it's going back quite a long way now. We were then shortlisted for the Gulf Round. So I think there were several hundred applicants to the Gulf Round, and four were chosen to pitch in January to four judges here. So the editor of Esquire magazine, as well as several other quite well-known business figures. And we were lucky enough to win that round, so that was really exciting. And then the next step was going to Oxford Business School for a week in March with the other 29 finalists from around the globe. So every region in the global offices that Chivas run held a local round, and all the finalists from around the globe were sent to Oxford. We then had this amazing accelerator week where we had excellent coaches from the business school teach us about everything from finance to crowdfunding, and obviously like took us out so that we could get to know each other as well, which was fantastic. So we developed some really strong bonds across the 30 finalists. After that, then we went to LA most recently in July for the global final, and that was much more intense because it was just pitching time after time. So we were really, really lucky to get through to the final 10, which we were thrilled about, and that's the furthest that any Gulf entry has got to date. So really happy that we got that far, and really good to get the Gulf on such a global stage.
What was the pressure like when you were pitching? Because I'm sure you've pitched many times before, but, you know, in that moment, how was it different?
So It was different, actually, in quite a few different ways. So we are used to pitching. We've spoken about the business quite a lot in the Gulf. We're quite used, to be honest, to having bigger stages, being in front of a large audience, whereas this was really impactful senior people. For example, Sonal Shah, who's one of Obama's advisors, particularly around issues like financial inclusion, was one of the final judges. But it was just the judges in the room, so very small and intimate, but obviously impressive caliber and background of the judges, so intense in a very different way to presenting to a large audience.
What kind of questions did they ask you?
All kinds of different questions. So about scalability, about specific things about the app and how it works, how we reach our users, about the safety of the app as well, forward planning, and how we're going to diversify. So yeah, things that we were used to answering.
But nothing that kind of threw you left field, because I just wonder, in those situations, so high impact, right? Maybe they come up with some question that you just think, oh, I've never thought of that in a million years. There wasn't anything like that.
I have to say, we were lucky that there wasn't anything completely curveball, but I think that's only because we've done so many
you were
competitions.
You were primed.
We're used to them, yeah. So well, we've heard a lot of the questions before. And I would recommend to any startup that they get involved with competitions because of that practice.
I was going to ask, how important a business in your stage is that sort of inspiration and collaboration and the input that you get? I mean, the Accelerator Week that you mentioned, that kind of thing must be invaluable.
Absolutely. So I think that by far the Chivas venture is, it wins over any other competition for the quality and caliber of not only the Accelerator Week, but the other finalists involved. It being a global competition, it does mean it has have a huge amount of resource behind it, and you really couldn't ask for any better. So we have had so much out of the competition, and I think the fact that it's a two-stage process, that you have the Accelerator Week and then the final, means you make incredibly strong bonds with the other businesses, who there's quite a lot of referral going on between the businesses now through the network.
Okay, we've run out of time, Catherine. You've got a fan for sure here, one of our listeners messaging saying, is she hiring an executive assistant?
Yes, please, come and join.
Somebody clearly wants to come and work with you, but a really great initiative. Good luck with Now Money as you move forward. That's Catherine Budd, co-founder and CEO of Now Money, and well done for your success in LA the other week.
Thank you so much for having me.